You're listening to Afternoons with Deborah Knight. Call now and have your say. 131 873.
Now, we know that the young royals, this new generation, are much more open than previous ones. And now Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, has been really candid in a way that we haven't seen from a royal before. They're usually quite reserved, but Kate has given us some insight into what motherhood is like for her and the problems she's faced during her three pregnancies. And really, it means that she's a normal person, and that's lifting the veil on the royal family, which we haven't really seen. But in this landmark interview, it's in a podcast called Happy Mum, Happy Baby, Kate Middleton revealed that she experiences mother guilt like all of us.
Do you struggle with mum guilt? For having the
yes,
juggle.
Yes, absolutely. I think anyone who doesn't as a mother is actually lying. Yeah, all the time. Yeah. And you know, even this morning, going to the nursery visit here, George and Charlotte were like, Mummy, how could you possibly not be dropping off us off at school this morning? But no, it's a constant challenge. You hear it time and time again from mums, even mums who aren't necessarily working and aren't pulled in the direction of having to juggle work life and family life. They don't feel that they've
there's always something there's to always be guilty over.
Exactly. And actually always sort of questioning your own decisions and your own judgments and things like that. And I think that starts from the moment you have a baby.
There you go. So she's just like one of us. Despite the nannies, the cooks and all the palaces, they do struggle, the royals, with the same things that we all do. The Duchess also revealed that she has tried hypnobirthing. Now, we'll explain what it is with our next guest shortly, but Kate says she not only used hypnobirthing to help her get through the difficult pregnancies where she suffered really severe morning sickness, but the actual birth of George, Charlotte and Louis was helped by hypnobirthing.
I'm not going to say that when he was standing there sort of chanting sweet nothings at me. He definitely wasn't. I didn't want to ask him about it, but this is something I wanted to do for myself. I saw the power of it really sort of the meditation and the deep breathing and things like that they teach you in hypnobirthing when I was really sick. Mm-hmm. And actually I realised that this was something that I could take control of, I suppose, during labour. It was, hugely powerful.
So I wanted to hear from you about this and find out more too. And I know that people have used hypnotherapy for things like losing weight and giving up smoking. Ben, I know, has talked quite openly about using hypnotherapy to help him lose weight. But what about you? 131 873, have you ever used hypnotherapy, whether it be in the birth process itself or in other issues that you have? 131 873. On the line now is Melissa Spilstead from Hypnobirthing Australia. Good afternoon to you, Melissa.
Good afternoon.
So first up, what is it? Is it like you imagine where someone's sort of waving a watch in front of your face in the birth suite? How does hypnobirthing work?
Well, there's no pendulums. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So the term hypnobirthing, if anything, it's a little bit deceptive, I think, because it kind of makes out as if it's all about hypnosis, and it's not. It's a birthing program that incorporates relaxation techniques, breathing, like Kate Middleton mentioned, the Duchess of Cambridge mentioned, breathing and mindset and other tools as well as it's a comprehensive childbirth education program.
So how commonly used is it?
Well, we're actually, Hypnobirthing Australia is Australia's leading, the leading childbirth education course. So we have the most parents studying this course throughout Australia because our course is available in some hospitals, privately and also online. So it's very accessible, especially in a big country like Australia. We've made childbirth education a lot more accessible. And so it is becoming quite popular, but it's very, very popular in the UK.
Well, I think it'll become increasingly so. If you've got Kate talking about it, the fact that she does it, I'm sure people will be investigating more of it, not just in the UK, but here in Australia. And of course, with the whole idea of being focused and breathing, that's what a lot of midwives teach anyway. But what are your thoughts on when people say you should have a birth plan? Because I find that such a bizarre thing because you can't plan anything when you really, at the end of the day, you don't know what's going to happen.
No, and this is true. And so we don't even refer to it as a birth plan. We refer to it as birth preferences. because as an empowered woman, you have every right to have preferences in regards to your birth. It's your body, it's your baby. And so you have a good think about that before you go into the birth, rather than just winging it, rather than just going with the flow. It is a major life event and it is absolutely worth the preparation.
And I understand that when it comes to hypnobirthing, that Libby Trickett is a woman, the Australian Olympic swimmer, who has used it.
Yeah. I taught Libby and
did
her
you?
Lovely husband. I did indeed. And it makes complete sense that Olympic athletes and elite athletes, and I've taught many throughout the years, really enjoy, they're drawn towards hypnobirthing. Because they know the power of the mind in conjunction with building knowledge, having tools, having a great support team, but preparing both the mind and the body for any sort of major event. So they wouldn't be preparing for a 100 metre swim without also having their mind totally on the game. So they prepare mind and body. And that's what we do in hypnobirthing, because that helps us to release fear. And fear is our enemy during birth, really. I think it's really natural for women to have fears, different stages of pregnancy and during birth. But we don't want it to take over. We don't want it to become dominant in our birth, because what happens is we go into that fight or flight response. All our muscles tense up. We release catecholamines, stressor hormones. It restricts just the normal flow of hormones that we're supposed to have for birth, because birth's a really hormonal process. And I guess it goes back to cavewoman. You know, like if we're really fearful, you think about cavewoman, if there was suddenly a saber-toothed tiger coming into a cave where she was birthing, she'd be able to stall her labour. You know, it's evolutionary. But these days, we don't have saber-tooths.
No, thankfully not.
But women do react in the same way, hormonally, if it's just someone who they weren't expecting to be in the room, for instance.
But Melissa, can you... Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Mm. I mean, would it really, hypnotherapy, would it really make birth enjoyable, like Kate has said?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
It's too painful to be enjoyable, isn't it?
My hand on my heart, I have had three beautiful births. I get her. I get exactly what Kate's saying, because I really enjoyed my births. Let me be honest, though. They were no walk in the park, right? They weren't. They were intense, and I had big babies too. And but I had three natural births, though hypnobirthing's not just for natural, by the way. It's for all types of births. But I did have three natural births, so no pain relief, and they were empowering. It was because I wasn't feeling, I guess because I felt more empowered, and Kate even mentioned taking control of her labour, I really get what she's saying there.
Well,
because it does make you feel very empowered, and the whole experience, although it's intense, it can actually be enjoyable and empowering.
Well, there you go. I've learned something new. Melissa, it's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Melissa Slipstead there, who no doubt will be feeling a lot of interest in hypnobirthing after Kate has said that she, Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, that she enjoyed labour, and largely because she did use this hypnobirthing. I'd love to hear from you on this. Did you enjoy your labour? Is it something that you enjoyed, giving birth? Or maybe you had a partner who you helped through the process in the delivery suite? Did you enjoy it? 131873 is my number. Have you tried hypnobirthing? Has your wife, daughter or granddaughter tried it? Or what about hypnotherapy in general? Have you used it to try to do something like quit smoking or to lose weight? Does it work? What do you think actually helps? I would love to hear from you. 131873, and keep your phone handy. We've got $7,100 to give away, and I'm feeling we're about to do it pretty soon. It's 22 past 2, past 1 in Queensland.